Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 21st anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. The author of the yearly report, 10,000 Commandments, which is legendary. He's the co-author of the of Copy Fights, and he's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. Good to have you back, as always. Wayne, I'm going to hit you a little broadside, but I do want your thoughts on this a little bit. This is a little bit out of your wheelhouse, a little bit out of your purview, but it's something that I'm really concerned about, and I know you know enough about the overall issue to help us with this. Mm-hmm. During the Obama administration, the end of the Obama administration, that his NLRB passed a guidance, as you would call it. I think it was probably not much more than a blog post or something. Those darn things basically turn into a regulation, don't they, these days, or at least in the Obama administration. And it was where they were trying to tie the employees of a franchisee, the local shop franchisee's employees, to the mothership franchisor.
Right.
So you own a McDonald's in Peoria, and it's just your little company, and you got 50 employees. They were trying to make those employees, which you have the ability to hire and fire, they're disassociated from corporate McDonald's. They were trying to tie those people to corporate McDonald's so that the unions could organize everybody, see?
Right.
But here's the crazy thing. Here's what I don't understand. The courts got involved, and they've been going back and forth on this, but what I don't understand is this is still in jeopardy of happening with the Trump NLRB. Can you explain that? Do you have any insight into that?
Right. This is a difficult thing, Jim, because what happened with the Obama NLRB, there was this issue, there was a joint contracting issue. The agencies, just through using, you mentioned a blog post, they do these things just by press releases. So much of it happened under Obama. Remember, he started saying, I have a pen and I have a phone.
Right. I don't need to worry about Congress.
I can move and get things done.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. As you have said often, that the franchise model is the gift of American capitalism.
It's one of the greatest gifts. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And I think that's really true. Now, it's tough to say why this is going back, in court. But see, there are other issues, too, that they still have to filter through the legal process, as has happened with immigration. As has happened with this overtime rule, too, even though the Trump administration, the instincts were, and from the new Labor Department heads and so forth, and from the agency heads and the independent agency heads, is to get rid of the rule and to move it out. Some of this stuff has already been moving in court. There have been lawsuits filed. Unions have way too much at stake to try to let it go. But if they kill that model, that's a huge – that'd be a huge blow to the economy. It's funny
This is a sleeper potential nightmare issue, isn't it?
Right. Well, it is. If this is the case, if this is one of the things that is moving, I had been putting together some of the year-end areas of deregulation that Trump has done. But unfortunately, there are some, Jim, like this, if it were to occur, and I think if it's playing out in court, it's going to have to play out in court, and I'll look at what's going on. But if these things are allowed to occur under the Trump administration, like this, like extra antitrust, like too much interference with trade, like too much ethanol.
How about minimum wage? I mean, couldn't they get involved with certain elements of minimum wage?
Unfortunately, it could. See, that's what could end up occurring. And part of the whole Democratic agenda, and remember, too, the vulnerability there is because of the one thing that Trump has said about dealing with Democrats is he thinks he can make a deal with Nancy on infrastructure.
Yeah.
And that issue brings up minimum wage.
And I worry that this is an issue that President Trump doesn't have a strong feeling about. This is, folks, let me tell you something. If it goes the wrong way, it is going to be, it's going to change the American dream like you haven't seen in a long, like we've never seen. The business ownership American dream, it's going to turn so many things upside down, so many things that we hold, so many institutions in the employer-employee relationship are going to be falling apart. Can we tell right back with Wayne Cruz? I'm Jim Bison. You'll see you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.